Okay, well, Gary Andrews of Two Footy Tackle has asked me to just lay down a few thoughts on the news that Crystal Palace have been put into administration. He's asked me to do this because I'm a podcaster and blogger and a Palace supporter. I only recently found out that he's only found out the news about half an hour ago, and although it doesn't come as a tremendous surprise, it's still a little bit of a shock. Something like this, I suppose, always would be. You tend to find that when you're thinking about this, you're thinking less about the points, less about the league position, less about the players, and more about the actual club itself and what it means to you and what it means to your community. And I think that even diehard anti-Palace people, these Charlton fans, Brighton fans, perhaps Millwall fans, I don't think anyone would really want to see, someone's football club taken away from them, or a community's football club taken away from them. And I suppose that, when something like this happens, that is a very real possibility. Just to give a bit of background on it, Simon Jordan took over the club in the year 2000, I think. And he took over with the club in administration, took them out of administration. What he wasn't able to do, however, initially, was to be able to purchase the ground, the stadium, Selhurst Park. It's remained in the ownership of the owner but one before him, Ron Nodes. He then proceeded to invest an awful lot of money, to give an awful lot of money to a succession of managers in order to get Palace into the Premier League with moderate success. We did go up. Under Ian Dowie, but we only stayed up for one season and then came back down again, and that was in the middle part of the decade. And I think really the story is of a man, Jordan, self-made man, multi-millionaire, big Palace fan, who I think had this, was acting on the basis of a dream. I think he was trying to live the dream with the club. He wanted to take the club into the Premier League and keep them there, and he was prepared to put his money where his mouth is. And in that respect, he deserves some credit for that. Unfortunately, the difficulty I think with any football club is if it doesn't own its main property asset, i.e. stadium, it becomes very difficult, I think, to negotiate credit. It becomes very difficult to increase your standing as a football club if you don't own the ground that surrounds it. He did make an attempt and succeed in buying the club off Ron Nodes, only to have to mortgage it back out again to a mortgage company, which I think then went into administration itself. So it's an extremely disconcerting time. The players obviously aren't being paid. You do have to wonder about the ancillary staff who work at the club and the community projects that are associated with the club. I have some personal experience of that myself. And, all of these things could well be in great jeopardy. Now, the administrators have said that they understand that there's a large number of buyers, and it may well be that there are people who are, or were, rather cynically waiting for the club to go into administration so that they could then acquire the club at a cut price deal and not have to shoulder on the club's debts. I don't know how I feel about that. I don't feel terribly good about that. I don't like the idea of a football club welching on its debts. And I think clubs should be punished for welching on their debts. I have no truck with a 10-point deduction. I think that's just the way it goes. But in summary, I think that that's what the problem ultimately is a problem of someone who perhaps got caught up with his own ambition and his own belief, and has ended up, saddling the club through no desire of his own, with this heavy, heavy debt burden, which has now led the club into administration. And let's hope that something can be arranged and a new owner can be found in good course. But in the meantime, it's probably now more important than ever that Palace fans get behind the team and get behind Neil Warnock. Come on, you Eagles.